Welcome, listeners, and especially parents. This program is for you. Our topic for today is Let's Vote, and it's full of helpful information, so you might want to take notes. Listener, are you already registered to vote? You can find out if you are online at www.iwillvote.com. Do you know who is eligible to register to vote? To answer that question, let's start with age requirements. If you are 17 and a half years old and going to turn 18 by Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd, then yes, you can vote. Parents, do you have a teenager who's 17 and a half, or relatives who will turn 18 by November 3rd? Would you please help those teenagers to register now and to vote? Visit iwillvote.com. Now let's look at felon rights. Here's some questions for you. Number one, if you are in jail or prison awaiting trial, can you vote in Michigan? The answer is yes. Yes, you can vote in Michigan and Illinois. Each state is different, so look up your state. But in Michigan and Illinois, yes, you can vote if you are in prison awaiting trial. Question two. If you are in jail or prison awaiting arraignment, can you vote in Michigan? And the answer is yes, you can. Question three. If you are serving a sentence in jail or prison after conviction, can you vote in Michigan? The answer is no. You cannot vote while serving time after being convicted. Question number four. When residents are released from jail or prison after serving their sentence, can they vote in Michigan and Illinois? Remember, each state is different, but in Michigan and Illinois, the answer is yes. So listeners, if you know anyone who has served their time, ask them if they're registered to vote. Help them to register. Go to www.iwillvote.com. Yes, you can vote if you served your time. Yes, you can vote if you're in jail awaiting trial or awaiting arraignment in Michigan and Illinois. Yes, you can vote. Now, let's talk a little bit about John James, who's running for U.S. Senator from Michigan. John James is African American, and John James is a Republican. Save Our Black Boys Radio is requesting that you do not vote for John James. Do not vote for John James because his political party under President Trump has not been aggressive in enacting laws and policies that save our black boys. For example, that eradicate police brutality, that dismantle the school-to-prison pipeline, or that promote voting rights for minorities and all people. In the last few years, President Donald Trump and the Republican senators have proven by their actions what they think about black lives. So do not vote for John James, a Republican African-American. Now let's listen to a brief history of voting rights in this country.
In this scene from the 2012 movie, Abraham Lincoln spells out the terms of Reconstruction.
All they heard was the first time any president has ever made mention of Negro voting.
In 1865, he said freed slaves who were intelligent or had served as soldiers should be allowed to vote. The 14th Amendment, passed in 1868, guaranteed this right as part of the full citizenship accorded to African American men. But for much of the 20th century, voting remained a contentious issue. The 19th Amendment, ratified in 1920, gave women the right to vote, but the racial divide remained. Some states continued to limit voting, either through measures like the poll tax or direct intimidation of African American voters. In the South, there were even whites-only primaries. This is Sam Tannenhaus of the New York Times. The first modern Civil Rights Act was signed by President Eisenhower in 1957. It created a federal commission authorized to enforce voting rights. Senator Strom Thurmond conducted the longest filibuster in history, more than 24 hours, in an effort to thwart the bill. But it passed.
The location for the meeting was Senator Ribicoff.
Still, voting was not equal for all. Massive resistance in the Deep South was organized to keep blacks from the polls, and legal enforcement was hampered by all-white juries. Voting rights became a central issue in the civil rights movement.
I think this march will go down as one of the greatest.
In 1965, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led the march from Selma to Montgomery for better voting laws. The nation was shocked by images of the marchers being attacked. And less than 5 months later, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965. It barred states and districts from curtailing the vote on the basis of race, color, or language.
It is wrong, deadly wrong, to deny any of your fellow Americans the right to vote in this country.
Sections 4 and 5 of the bill included special provisions to ensure fair voting practices in a number of states, most of them in the South. Voting rights advocates say some citizens there continue to be disenfranchised. But the Supreme Court's close ruling on Tuesday, striking down Section 4, suggests that conditions have changed since 1965, and it is left to Congress to reconsider the act.
So in 2013, the United States Supreme Court watered down the Voting Rights Act of 1965 by repealing Section 4 in a 5-4 decision of Shelby versus Holder. Section 4 was a provision of the Voting Rights Act that designates which parts of the country must have changes to their voting laws cleared by the federal government or in federal court. As soon as Section 4 was repealed, many states, particularly those where segregation once reigned, enacted new laws to keep us from voting, like closing polling places in predominantly black communities. Over 1,000 have been closed since the 2013 court decision. Shortening voting hours in some places. New photo ID requirements in 7 states. Sabotaging mail delivery. Dismantling the USPS mail sorting machines. And purging eligible citizens from voting rolls based on inaccurate or illegal reasons. Today, in 2020, we are witnessing a huge voter suppression effort by the Republican Party to keep you, especially African Americans, the elderly, the disabled, and college students from voting. So, listener, vote. Vote, vote, vote. This election is critical. Remember, don't jump, vote for John James in Michigan. He's an African-American Republican. Do not vote for him. This is the voice of Save Our Black Boys Radio speaking, because the Republican Party does not work aggressively for the issues that Save Our Black Boy Radio cares about. Justice for all, especially our black males, with the police. Vote and encourage your family, friends, church members, and community to vote. Vote like your life depends on it. And it does. Vote for George Floyd. Vote for Jacob Blake. There should be something within us that compels us to follow the Bible command. In Isaiah 58, verse 6, loose the bands of wickedness and let the oppressed go free. Vote, as Proverbs 21, verse 3 admonishes, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Vote for Trayvon Martin. Vote for Eric Garner. Vote for Freddie Gray. These black men were victims of police or vigilante brutality. They did not experience justice that the Bible commands us to administer. Is there something within you to follow the scriptural command of Isaiah 1, verse 17? Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. And Matthew 25, verse 40, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Vote because of that something within you.
Something within me, Lord, something within me, that banishes pain. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I thank my God, I've got something within me. Something within me, that holds the rain. Something within me, that banishes pain. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I thank God, I got something within me, Lord.
Tell your boat.
Me know we got boat.
Child, I've got boat.
We got
me know we got boat.
Child,
me know we got, me know we got, me know we got boat.
Zosky,
me know we got boat.
I'm telling you,
me know we got boat.
Got to have the heavenly,
me know we,
brother.
Me know we got boat.
Yeah, we got
boat. Me know we got boat.
Got to have,
me know we got boat.
Oh yeah,
me know we got boat.
Me know we got
boat.
Sing it,
me know we got
something
within me. Yeah, man.
Have we got that burning desire?
Have
we got something?
I know we got
that burns like fire.
I know we got,
have we got something that shows that others can admire? I got it. Hallelujah!
I got something within me.
Somebody said it's hope, somebody said it's peace, somebody said joy. All I know is that
nobody
can take it away. Jesus gave it and it's meant to stay. It's deep down.
To be eligible to vote in Michigan, there are only four criteria, listeners. One, to be a Michigan resident at the time you register, and also a resident of your city or township for at least 30 days when you vote. Number two, to be a United States citizen. Number three, to be at least 18 years of age when you vote. So parents, register those 17 and a half year olds as long as they're going to turn 18 by election day. And number four, if you're not currently serving a sentence in jail or prison. Remember, if you're awaiting trial or arraignment, and you are in jail or prison awaiting trial or arraignment, you can vote. And if you need any help with registering or knowing if you're registering or signing up, please visit www.iwillvote.com. www.iwillvote.com. Listen now to Congressman John Lewis at the 2012 Democratic National Convention.
My dear friends, your vote is precious, almost sacred. It is the most powerful nonviolent tool we have to create a more perfect union. Not too long ago, people stood in unmovable lines. They had to pass a so-called literacy test, pay a poll tax. On one occasion, a man was asked to count the number of bubbles in a bar of soap. On another occasion, one was asked to count the jelly beans in a jar, all to keep them from casting their ballot. Today, it is unbelievable that there are Republican officials are trying to stop some people from voting. They are changing the rules, cutting polling hours and imposing a requirement intended to suppress the vote. The Republican leader in the Pennsylvania House even bragged that his state's new voter ID law is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state. That's not right, that's not fair, and that is not just. And similar efforts have been made in Texas, Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, and South Carolina. I've seen this before. I lived this before. Too many people struggled, suffered, and died to make it possible for every American to exercise their right to vote. Together to ever turn back. So Democrats, we must not be silent. We must stand up, and speak out. We must march to the polls like never, ever before. We must come together and exercise our sacred right.
Good news. If you are on probation or parole in Michigan, yes, you can vote. Listener, would you spread that word? If you know someone who's on probation or parole in Michigan, let them know they can vote and share how they can vote. Go to www.iwillvote.com or go to www.michigan.gov/vote. Now, here's some good news, more good news. Every voter in Michigan can now request an absentee ballot. You don't have to be a senior citizen, or you don't have to be sick or out of town. Every voter in Michigan can request an absentee ballot. And you can request your absentee ballot right now. Go to www.iwillvote.com or contact your city clerk's office. Or in Michigan, visit online www.michigan.gov/vote. Request your ballot early. Visit www.michigan.gov/vote or go to www.iwillvote.com. You can apply online to have your ballot sent to you or find your local election clerk's office to apply in person. Then wait for your ballot to arrive. Act now. Request your ballot now. And in Michigan, you can begin voting with your absentee ballot on Thursday, September the 24th. Remember this date. Thursday, September 24th is the first date you can begin voting with your absentee ballot. But if you still prefer to go to the polls, you can still do that. On Tuesday, November the 3rd, you can personally go to the polls, and the polls in Michigan will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So listeners, vote. And would you please help someone else to register and vote? A teenager, a felon who's in jail while waiting trial or arraignment, they can vote. A former felon who is released from prison, has served their time, they can vote. And those on probation and parole in Michigan can vote. Would you help someone, an elderly person, or maybe an apathetic friend? Would you do more than just vote yourself? Help someone else to prepare to vote. And listener, don't let anybody turn you around from voting. No matter how long the lines, and remember, you can avoid the long lines by voting early with your absentee ballot in Michigan. Or no matter who challenges you or who gives out misleading information, don't let anybody turn you around from voting this year.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom.
Voting is critical. It's your right. And for African Americans, that right was purchased with blood, sweat, and tears. John Lewis had his skull cracked while marching across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, so we could vote. Fannie Lou Hamer, a 46-year-old voting rights activist in Mississippi, was beat so you could vote. She was arrested and beaten on June the 9th, 1963. Two prisoners were forced to beat her up. Parents, if you don't know her story, read about Fannie Lou Hamer. And we want to give you a free copy of a book about her entitled Voice of Freedom, Fannie Lou Hamer, The Spirit of the Civil Rights Movement. From our parent company, Brown Sugar and Spice Books, www.brownssbooks.com. To request this free book, visit our website today, Thursday, September the 17th. Go to saveourblackboys.net, www.saveourblackboys.net. Go to the Contact Us page and tell us three things you learned from this program, and the free book is yours if you reply today, September the 17th. One book per household, please. Medgar Evers, an NAACP activist working to dismantle segregation, was shot in the back on his front lawn so we could vote. And thousands more protested peacefully, agitated, and as John Lewis says, got in good trouble so you could vote. So this voting for African Americans did not come easily. So listeners, vote. Parents, vote. Parents, register now. And every eligible voter in Michigan can request an absentee ballot to enable us to vote early. Here are three questions for you. If you're in jail or prison awaiting trial or arraignment in Michigan, can you vote? Answer is yes, you can vote. Question two, if you're out on parole or probation in Michigan, can you vote? Yes, you can vote. If you're 17 and a half and will turn 18 by Tuesday, November the 3rd, Election Day, can you vote? Yes, you can vote. To register, to see if you're registered, to request your absentee ballot, go to www.iwillvote.com. Anywhere in the U.S., you can use this site, www.iwillvote.com. Or call your city clerk's office, or in Michigan, visit www.michigan.gov/vote. I'll repeat that, www.michigan.gov/vote. And if you need extra help, email us at Save Our Black Boys Radio. Go to our emails, use our email address, info@saveourblackboys.com. And listeners, parents, don't let anybody turn you around from voting this year.
Ain't gonna let nobody
up to free.